Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland and guest Keith Moore conclude this week's teaching, Let Your Life Be Filled with God's Light. God is faithful to give light to anyone. All you have to do is ask, and He will fill your heart and home.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Friday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Whoo, let's have a word of prayer. We get right into the Word of God. Father, we thank You for the Word today. We thank You for Your presence, sir. We honor You on this broadcast. We honor Your Spirit. We honor Your Word. We honor Your name. Jesus is Lord over this. And we give You praise and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Keith Moore, God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
You just said something there just before we came on the air that we've been talking about over here, walking in the light as He is in the light in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, the Anointed One, and His anointing cleanses us from all sin. And you made this statement, God is faithful to give every human being light.
Yes, He is.
He's faithful to it.
Yes, He is.
Now, the problems involved are not with God. The problems are in the darkness of this world. Satan blinds the mind of them. But that don't stop God. The Scripture said that, particularly what we read in the first chapter of Romans, what you read there, that you just look into the heavens and that spark is in there.
Yes.
Oh, God, who are You? And Jesus said, woe be to the one that puts that light out in one of these little children. It'd be better if he had an anchor on him and throw him in the ocean than it would for him to put that spark out in somebody. Now, Keith, I'm extremely interested in in that area of God is faithful to give light. He's not holding back from anybody.
No. And light comes, when we think of light, we think of hearing the Word and getting light. And that is one of the greatest ways that light comes. But it's not the only way. In Romans, we saw creation itself is speaking and revealing light. The cycles of nature, the heavens, the atmosphere, the flow of the oceans and the river systems, even in its fallen, cursed state, it is revealing realms of light about the very person of God, who He is, what His tastes are, the beauty that has come out of Him. There's light. And when you see somebody spared, that was light. When you see or hear or know if somebody got healed, that's light. So light.
And Jesus is the light of this world. So it's looking at Him. It's going to lead you to Him, isn't it?
The light is all around us. And so there is no excuse for anybody on the planet to say, well, I had no idea that there was God. So, well, they never heard about Jesus. Yeah, but if they had walked in the light on God they had, He would have led them to Jesus. Everybody that looks up and says, God, I believe in You, reveal Yourself to me, they're just a few steps away of meeting Jesus.
I noticed in my ancestry that the Indian people, the red man, had a pull toward light. And if they're not careful, they'll worship the sun because they're looking for light. And you associate light with God. And there's no why. They just did. And they began to worship the Great Spirit. Now, they had to be civilized out of the idea that God's a spirit. They had to be sent to school to get rid of that. Mm. But that God is the great spirit. Sitting Bull called him the forever spirit.
Mm-hmm. Which he is.
Which he is. And in talking with, particularly with Elson Bennett, Elson is one of my spiritual sons, and he's Navajo man. Been in the ministry now for a number of years. And he was telling me, he said, you know, in studying these old chiefs, he said, Kenneth, they knew God. Mm. Now, he said, they didn't know the word, but they knew God. Mm. And he said, many of them, when they heard the word, took hold of God. Mm. Now, he said, on the other hand, there were those that rejected the word when God sent it to them, mm-hmm. and the visions and dreams cut off. Mm-hmm. So they started smoking dope and everything else. They couldn't get those visions and dreams back because they wanted God, but then they didn't want that word thing. That is too white man in their eyes, mm-hmm. they want this other. Mm-hmm. And that's what got them so fouled up mm-hmm. over in the wrong kind of spirits and everything else. But the light was there.
Yes. The thing the Lord ministered to me in this series so strongly is that it's not a problem of lack of light. It's a problem of rejecting light.
Yep.
And we were talking just earlier about the passage in Matthew, but there's one in John, the third chapter of John. If we could read that, and then the one in Matthew, Jesus said it the best way it could be said. In the third chapter of John, he said, you know, the great mm-hmm. 16th verse, where God so loved the world that he gave, and he sent not his son to condemn the world. Verse 18, he that believes on him is not condemned. But verse 19, this is the condemnation. This is how the judgment comes in. Mm. That light is come into the world, but men loved darkness rather than light. It's not that they didn't see the light. They saw it, and they didn't want it. You know, Jesus told the religious leaders of his day, he said, the prostitutes and these and that one that you so despise, they're going to get in the kingdom before you.
Yeah, they're a whole lot closer to it than you are.
And more that made them mad. And he explained, he said, when they saw it, they came in, they repented. He said, but you, when you saw it. So they saw it. Many of the actually leaders of the Jews in his day, they saw that he was the fulfillment of prophecy. They realized
he said,
was
many
the,
of them. Father.
Many of them, but they rejected it.
Yeah.
They didn't want it.
Now, on the other hand, look at the 21st verse. He that does truth
right.
comes to the light. That his deeds may be made manifest, that they're worked in God.
Right.
The first time I ever read that, I could see this little cork, just a little old cork about like that. Mm-hmm. You take it way down deep, I don't care how deep you take it. Mm-hmm. Turn that thing loose, and it'll go right to the top.
Right.
Now, he that does truth comes to the light. If he'll act on the word,
right.
If he'll take just that little bit and just keep coming,
yep.
It'll be made manifest that what he does has God in it.
And he that does truth, that's the same words that are used in our text in 1 John about the person not doing the truth, not walking in the light. That's the same thing as saying walking in the light. He that walks in the light comes to the light, that's more light. More light.
Yeah, amen.
But the person that sees it and loves darkness, he said they loved it. So they cling to the darkness and say, I don't want the light. And in what you do spiritually, Jesus described it in Matthew 13, maybe we could look at that next. They literally close their eyes, they shut their eyes so that they don't see it anymore. And so then mm-hmm. people wind up sometimes with this blind generation producing another generation and another generation, and people wonder how could people get in such a mess. Well, it goes back to somebody shutting their eyes.
Yeah.
It's not that, not just ignorance. It is rejection of light. In Matthew 13, Jesus described it. I'm going to read it in the Amplified. Matthew 13 and 12. And Brother Kenneth, this passage is quoted from Isaiah, also in Matthew, also in Mark, also in Luke, also in John, also in Acts, also in Romans. This same passage. This has to be of preeminent importance to be repeated that many times throughout the Scripture. What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. He says, verse 12, whoever has knowledge, to him will more be given, and he'll be furnished richly so that he'll have abundance. But from him that has not, even what he has will be taken away. And verse 15, he said, for this nation's heart has grown gross, fat and dull, and their ears heavy and difficult of hearing, and their eyes they have tightly closed. Their eyes, no, the devil didn't do this. God sure didn't do it. They have tightly closed their eyes, lest they would see and perceive with their eyes and hear and comprehend with their ears and grasp and understand with their heart and turn and change. That's why they didn't want to see it, because they didn't want to change. Mm-hmm. They wanted to hold on to the darkness they were in. But if they had, he said, I should heal them. I would heal them. If they would have...
Any time they would do that,
at any time. At any time. Yes, sir.
In fact, on that scripture in the 15th verse, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, I have been healed numbers of times. Just to go to that, I said, Lord, now here it is. You said any time that I'd see the Word with my eyes and hear the Word with my ears and understand the Word with my heart and let it change the way I think, the way I speak, the way I act, you'd heal them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So this is any time.
Any time. Any time. The problem is dishonesty.
Ooh, yeah.
And
I hadn't thought about that, but I see it.
It is, and that's, it has changed and is changing the way I minister to people. Because I would, over and over, I would start to minister to people like they were ignorant and like they knew nothing. And the Lord dealt with me, no, son. People know much more than they are acknowledging that they know. And when people are in a quandary, and they are confused, and they are in the dark, it's because they rejected light somewhere. Elsewise, they wouldn't be in this situation of, what do I do? I need help. I don't know. I don't know how to do. If they had walked in the light, the Lord would have led them, that would have led them into more light, and the truth would have made free, and they wouldn't be desperate looking for answers. That's me. That's every one of us. And so I have to remind myself, God is faithful to every person. People like to play dumb and solicit sympathy.
And that's where you're saying dishonesty
exactly.
is at the root of that. Yeah.
It is. People like to say, well, I'm doing the best I can. And that's usually a lie. I know people don't like to hear that.
But it is.
It's usually a lie. I'm doing everything I know. Really? And people say, well, God knows my heart. Exactly. He does. He knows exactly what He has shown you. And you may be able to con some people, but He knows what you know. He knows what you have seen. And that is the big thing, is folks acting, playing dumb. Acting like they don't know. And this is dangerous. If you reject light long enough, you become deceived. Now you really do believe you don't know. And it's a lie, but you believe it. and you get in a place where it's hard to get light because you're adamant that, well, I don't see, I don't know, I don't understand. But there was a place back here that you did see something that you chose not to walk in.
Well, let's talk about, we've got a little bit of time left here today. Let's talk about rejuvenating that light. How do you get out of that where you honestly are to the point where you think you don't know? And are we back to 1 John 1 in confessing that as a sin, or is there something else we need to do first, or do we do that and then do something else?
Yes, sir. The Scripture says that in 2 Timothy 2 and 25, it says, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So see, here a person has, and James says, if you're a hearer of the word and not a doer, you deceive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The devil didn't do this to you. You saw something, you didn't want it that way. You saw something you needed to change, but you didn't want to change. So you pretended you didn't see it, you ignored it, you played dumb. You do that long enough, you deceive yourself. You get to the place where you believe you never saw it, and you can't understand it. So you're opposing yourself. You know, this is not even the devil. But you can be instructed, and if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Wow. What you got to do, you mentioned 1 John 1:9, that's exactly this. You've got to, God will give you repentance. Repentance is a gift. It is a gift that you see where you missed it, and then at that point you need to be honest and you need to admit what you saw and what you did. And if you'll repent, then God, that passage dealt with walking in light. 1 John 1:9 is right there in the light passage. If God will give you repentance and you acknowledge, you admit it, you call sin, sin. You don't play dumb.
Yeah.
You don't say, yeah, I'm doing the best I can, I'm trying. No.
You know, this is my problem.
Yeah.
It's your problem. It's sin.
That's how you stay bound.
Yeah, it is.
And just get further and further into darkness. But if you, when the Lord gives you repentance, you fall on your face, you call sin, sin, you admit what you saw, you admit what you know. The Bible says you can recover yourself out of the snare of the devil.
Wow.
Nobody even has to pray for you. I mean, you just that act of repentance, the truth makes you free.
That's right.
And acknowledging that truth, now the light is back in your eyes. Now you're saying, Lord, I'm going to do it. That thing you told me to do 20 years ago that I ignored, I'm going to do it. Now you take that step, you'll come right out of darkness, and the light begins to get brighter. And he'll show you another step to take. At any point, we quit taking the steps and we start acting dumb, it'll get dark. We'll get in bondage. But if you keep walking the light, it just gets brighter, brighter, brighter.
And in the light, light never condemned you.
Hmm.
He's not giving you that light so you can condemn yourself. Condemnation never changed anything.
No.
You can beat yourself over the head because you didn't do whatever that was,
right,
and stay right there in that mess feeling sorry for yourself and all that. You acknowledge it. Yeah, I did it.
Yep.
That was me.
Yep.
Sure as a world, I did that. And I repent of it in Jesus' name. And with your help, I'll go on with this.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, oh, Lord, oh,
yeah,
I'm so sorry. Get off that.
Yeah.
And get honest before God and before yourself. Because in self-deception, you had to be lying to yourself.
Right. You chose to believe a lie.
Yeah.
Because when you get truth and light and you don't want it, what else is there to believe? Except lies.
Yeah, something else. I mean,
anything,
and if it was truth,
this was the
something
truth.
Else is not the truth.
If you don't want that, what else is there to believe but lies? But if you reject the light, the devil will be right there to give you lies, to justify yourself, to... But it's all about honesty. Honest. It's one of the biggest... You know, the Bible, Jesus talked about the different types of ground that the seed was sown, word was sown on. And the good ground, the Bible said the good ground was that which in a good, honest, and good heart brings forth 30, 60, 100 fold. Mm. Good ground, one of the chief characteristics of a heart, of a life that produces the word is honest. Honest. And every one of us have made mistakes in these areas.
That one wasn't any better than those others. They all heard the word.
It came to him.
And God didn't give it to him because he's good or he is better than the other. He just honest and stood on what he got.
Yeah.
And walked in it.
Yes, sir.
My goodness.
But you people, they play games. They play games with their spouse, with their family, with their friends, acting like they don't know stuff. And soliciting their sympathy and poor them and poor that. But it is a trap of the devil. You just open yourself up to be deceived and to be blinded. Mm-hmm. If you see it, you see it. Admit it. Act like you do. Walk in the light that you have. Acknowledge what you see and know. And don't play games and humble yourself. And the humble get grace. And with enough grace...
Yeah, 1 Peter 5.
Exactly. Yeah. With enough grace...
6 through 10.
You can come out of anything. With enough, you might say, well, how can I do it? But with enough grace, you can receive anything from God.
To obtain mercy and grace in a time of need.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wow.
Thank
Glory
you, Lord.
To God. Father, we thank you. And we pray over every person
yes,
in the sound
do,
of
Lord.
Our voice. That seeking your face, seeking your word.
Thank you, Father.
Reveal yourself, please.
Yes, Master.
To us, as well as everyone else.
Mm, thank you.
And we commit to walk in it. Walk in the light as you are in the,
yes.
you are in the light.
Thank you, Lord.
And we receive our forgiveness. We receive our cleansing.
Yes, thank you,
From all unrighteousness.
Thank you, Master.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Whoa. Brother Keith and I'll be back in just a moment.
Come to these exciting meetings. Come with us to the 2011 Annual Word of Faith Conference, June 17th at the Word of Faith International Christian Center in Southfield, Michigan. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Join us for the Words of His Power Conference, Thursday to Sunday, the 10th through 13th of February at Words of Life Fellowship Church, North Miami Beach, Florida. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Come November 10th through 12th to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org.
Friday is always offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast because of instructions that the Lord gave us many years ago. And Keith, this sixth chapter of Galatians goes right back into that again because he had just talked about, the Apostle Paul by the Holy Ghost, had just talked about the fruit of the Spirit and the fruit of the flesh. Whichever one you're sowing, that's what you're going to reap. And then listen how he put that. Let him that's taught in the word respond to him that teaches in all good things. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Mm-hmm. Well, most people think about sin when you talk about that. But he's talking about the law of sowing and reaping.
Everything.
It covers everything. Mm-hmm. But then he immediately goes from that. He that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that sows to the Spirit, or he that sows to what he heard taught, Now, that's not just in finances, but it has to do with finances. He that responds to him that is teaching, and he sows toward that. He acts on that. Very same thing we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. If you'll act on it, it'll take root in your spirit. Mm-hmm. When you say, oh, God, what a powerful message. But then you don't ever do anything to connect you with that. You don't act on it. You don't sow towards it. Mm-hmm. But the moment that you say, boy, that's me. I'm acting on this mm-hmm. thing. Now, I need to help get this message out to other people, mm-hmm. so I'm going to sow in the life
right.
of the ministry that helped me know this. And that's what the Lord said to me many years ago. When you do that is when that message you heard takes root in your spirit. Mm-hmm. It's not just when you heard it. It's when you acted on it. Mm-hmm. Well, the first action you can possibly take is to give on anything. That's the first action you can do. And after you do that, then you begin to walk in the light of it. If you wait to give until later and you don't give into it first, it's a struggle. But if you'll sow into it, Lord, I receive this, and I sow. For God so loved, He gave. I mean, that's just the way the kingdom works. So, Father, we pray over this offering. We receive it. I'm asking you to reveal to every person in the sound of my voice what their part of the finances of this ministry are. And we receive it. We walk in it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Master.
Now, as you sow into this, I mean you act on these things. You do and you act and you expect the harvest. In Jesus' name, amen. Go to church this weekend. If you're in Branson, Missouri, you know where to go. That's Faith Life Church. Praise God. Amen. We'll see you next week. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland, Keith Moore, reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Monday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
It'll get in your heart and get in your mind. And you begin to, the Lord began to show you things. He said, now, you've been thinking wrong about that. You need to change the way you think about that.